One of the biggest problems with the modern versions like the NIV, the ESV, the New King James, is that they remove the word hell so many times. I mean, the King James Bible, I believe it's 54 times that the word hell is used. The NIV brings that down to 13, and most of the new versions have about 13 mentions of the word hell. Now, the other thing that's so bad about that is that they completely remove the word hell from the Old Testament. And that has led a lot of people to teach that hell is not really an Old Testament doctrine. I know that when I was at community college, you know, just in a secular history class, they taught us, they said, you know, hell is not an Old Testament doctrine. You know, hell is never mentioned until the New Testament. That's pretty bizarre to think that hell is never taught, hell is never mentioned, you know, almost like hell didn't even exist or something in the Old Testament. Because if you're reading an NIV, the first time you're going to come to the word hell is in Matthew 5, because they've completely removed hell from the Old Testament. And not only that, but they've removed half of the mentions of hell in the New Testament and replaced it with sometimes the grave, which is, there's a big difference between the grave and hell, or they'll just replace it with the word Hades. You know, for example, Old Testament scriptures, though, you're reading along, you know, hell has enlarged herself, a fire is kindled in mine anger that will burn to the lowest hell. You know, these don't say hell in the new versions. You know, in the King James Bible, when it says, you know, thou shalt beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell, talking about disciplining your children, you know, the NIV just says in Proverbs 23, to punish him with the rod and save his soul from death. Notice, it doesn't say beat him with the rod. So again, now you could make an argument against spanking and say, well, punish him with the rod. You know, that's something different. That's figurative. And then it says that you'll save his soul from death. Well, death and hell are not necessarily the same thing.